Linda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Terms of Inheritance, written by Michelle Upton and read by Annabelle Tudor.
For My Mum.
Chapter 1. Rose.
Rose pulled up to the grand iron gates of her childhood home in the exclusive Sovereign Islands on the Gold Coast, grabbed her phone off the passenger seat, and reread the text her mother had sent her and her sisters 2 days before. Emergency family meeting. Place, the castle. Time, Sunday, 5 p.m. Rose, that includes you too. Sitting in her heat-blistered Kia Carnival, nausea swirled in her gut, and she could feel sweat beginning to bead on her top lip. She desperately tried to recall what her therapist, who she'd stopped seeing over a year ago, had told her about the importance of boundaries and breathing. She rolled down the window and gratefully inhaled the Queensland winter air as she reached for the buzzer on the intercom. It had been 3 years since she'd been to the castle, which was what her mother, business tycoon Jackie Turner, called her opulent 7-bedroom waterfront mansion. Situated within an affluent gated community, the castle sat alongside other multi-million-dollar residences overlooking South Stradbroke Island. It wasn't called a millionaire's playground for nothing. These luxurious homes were reserved for the elite. When Rose was about 8 years old, her mother had joked that she was the queen of the castle, and while Rose's sisters had giggled, then fought over the dress-up costumes, each wanting to be the queen, Rose had fallen silent. Even back then, she knew her multimillionaire mother's playful manner was a facade. Jackie Turner was the queen of her empire, and she expected everyone in her kingdom to play by her rules. With a click and a buzz, the gates rolled open to reveal the white, sprawling, flat-roofed fortress. The black-and-white paved driveway led into a looming porte cochere framed with tall white pillars and an oversized front door imported from Italy. It was the kind of opulent entrance you'd expect to see at an expensive hotel. The only thing missing was the porter waiting to park your car and whisk your luggage away. Rose's sisters were already there. She pulled up in front of one of the three large garages, alongside Isla's brand-new BMW and Jess's Hyundai. She turned off the ignition of her well-loved, well-worn people carrier and waited while it spluttered into silence. Closing her eyes, she rested her head back and forced herself to breathe deeply. The quiet was a blessed slice of luxury, she had to admit. The one-hour drive south from Brisbane had felt like a mini-vacation, even if she was overwrought about being summoned by her mother. There had been no one demanding anything of her, no one asking where their Taylor Swift T-shirt was or where their soccer boots were, no one needing feeding or burping or changing. She'd been tempted to fly straight past the turnoff and keep going to Byron Bay. She could have stayed overnight at a B&B and got a full 7 hours of blissful, uninterrupted sleep. But the mere thought of missing overnight feeds for 3-month-old Bethany had triggered a letdown that somehow managed to bypass both of her breast pads, leaving her with 2 wet patches on her pale blue button-up blouse. She gripped the steering wheel and bit down hard on her bottom lip. Is it too late to change my mind? She can't force me to attend, and will anyone really notice if I don't show up? It had been years since she'd seen her mother. She hadn't seen her sisters for a few weeks either, though they talked on the phone regularly. As she contemplated this possibility, Rose's spirits lifted. She could be back on the M1 in no time. She was only 90 minutes from Byron. Boundaries are healthy. With a surge of confidence, she turned the key in the ignition. She'd just tell Mel, Isla and Jess she'd had her own family emergency and been called away. Boundaries are healthy. Rose slipped the Kia into reverse and then laughed aloud, which even to her own ears sounded slightly hysterical. But just as she put her foot on the accelerator, her younger sister, 38-year-old Mel, dived in front of the Kia and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?